You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to a very special episode of Go Plug Yourself. Why is it very special? Well, two reasons. One, it's our 50th episode. Two, Mike Patterson joins us, and he's generally awesome. Three, I know I said two, but I'm going with three. There's a very special cameo by Mike's fiance, Monica, from thecomedywives.com, a website that you should go check out right now, with a bunch of girls who are married or going out with comedians in Montreal, run a blog over there. And, well, Mike and Monica get into a bit of an argument on the podcast, and it's a little awkward, but I decided to keep it because Monica actually blogged about it over on thecomedywives.com. So you can get her side of the story over on thecomedywives.com, and you can listen to what happened and maybe draw your own conclusions on Go Plug Yourself. Go Plug Yourself 50 with Mike Patterson, starting right now.
Go plug yourself, you plugging mother plugger. Go plug yourself, you plugging mother pluggers. Go plug yourself, you plugging mother pluggers. Go plug yourself, it's Walter and Keith talking on the internet.
Hey.
This is like the eighth time you've been on this podcast.
I know. Normally I'm drunker. I'm dry January is not working out for you, brother.
It is. It's water.
No, it's not. That's amazing.
Dry January?
Dry
January. Because I'm on dry January, brother.
Oh.
Completely? He's on dry January.
Completely?
No, I've already fucked up twice.
I mean, fucked up. I mean, I could have like eight.
Fucked up, got shit faced.
No, last Tuesday.
Got hammered.
Last Tuesday, we were like, I can't take this anymore. We're drinking tonight. Yeah. And then Monica's like, of course. We drank.
Naturally.
And then...
last Tuesday was like, we were still in the single digits of January.
Yeah, we went 7 days of January.
Yeah.
And then we fucked up and then we started again. And then on Saturday, I recorded with Iron Ladle.
Nice.
We recorded our new song, Not Ballad Material. And then Amir, who's a Muslim and he's like, never drinks. But he's just like a pot smoker. And then he's just like... I have 6 beers in the fridge. And I was like, I'll try one of these beers.
I don't drink all of them.
And then I just went through like 4 beers. And then all of a sudden we're walking to the debonair. We get 12 more beers. And then the guitarist comes.
Just, all of a sudden.
Next thing I know, after I drink 4 beers in 5 seconds, we go to the Couche-Tard. We buy 12 more beers. And then he's like, that should last us for the recording. So we record. And then literally I'm like, where's your hard alcohol, brother? Because everybody's got hard alcohol. Like, if you come to my house, there's like half a bottle of rum, 3/4 of a bottle of gin, just a little bit of scotch.
Sure.
Like, all these things are just there. You know what I mean? So they're all completely there. But he doesn't have those because there's this religion where they don't drink, brother.
Did he just break his religion with you guys? Or
I don't think so.
Being a really gracious
he's just
host?
Into well, like no, no. Usually Muslims get into pot or they get into drinking after a while. They're like they grow up their whole lives not drinking.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point, they're like, "Oh, this delicious nectar of the gods is the greatest nectar I've ever had.
Right.
I'm going to drink more of this."
Yeah, I guess if you sort of stop practicing, you're just sort of like, "Wait, why am I still doing the not drinking?" Like,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're like, so wait, then, I stopped really...
But they don't know that you're supposed to, like, over time, fill your apartment up with, like, hard alcohol so that when a bum like Mike Patterson comes over, you can just start, like, fucking getting drunk.
Oh, remind me to never invite you to my house.
I will drink everything
there's
you have.
There's so much liquor in my house.
You probably have, like, creme de menthe a
no,
little
we,
bit.
No, we have, like, 10 types of gins and, like, what, like, Sarah and I, like...
Oh, like, are
we,
you guys...
We stock our bar, like, stocked.
Oh, no, that's...
I can assure you, I do not have... at my house.
Well, I've never been to Keith's house, but I've been to your house, and at a certain point, people are just coming into your house going like, where's the booze, Walter? Where is it? And they're
and
just
like,
ransacking.
I drank it.
Yeah.
Drank
a lot of pirate situations.
Well, no, but Walter's come over to my house like a number of times, and I'm like, do you want anything to drink? And then he's like, oh no, there's so many options. Like, there's so many to choose from. And then
that's
usually
great.
I just give you bottom shelf whiskey.
And just give me the cheapest thing you have. just give me the cheapest thing you have so I won't feel bad when I drink it
fast,
indiscriminately.
But,
like,
but bottom shelf whiskey is so much better than top shelf. Is all like casked and oaked. And you're like, what the fuck is this oak?
Canadian Club.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whatever. Sarah and I are huge. Hey, Walter, this is a super momentous occasion.
Yeah. Well,
do you know why you're on? Do we know why we like why we called your people and got...
I think I do. I just actually put it together now.
Okay.
Because you guys talked about it before.
Right.
It's the 50th fucking...
Yeah.
It's the
50th. 50th canonical?
What is canonical? This is the 50th canon. Time that Mike Patterson has been
the
on this podcast.
Mike Patterson episode. I'm drinking my second Molson Dry to celebrate it in January. I get a pass for tonight.
Do you really? Because
no,
it's,
God,
oh, God.
It's your 50th.
It's so crazy because like January is just the worst thing that you could possibly like.
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm glad that it's not even a month thing for me either. It's just like I'm just trying to like cut back
on the booze.
Oh yeah, of course. Like but Xmas was just such a boozy.
Oh, it was beautiful.
I feel
time.
Like February would be a better month to go dry. It's shorter.
I totally agree. Yeah,
it's shorter and you're like lets you like ease out of the holidays.
Yeah, because the holidays just you're just turkey. Like I'm so fat. I'm like not like I'm not. Buttoning my flannel shirts.
I'm also going ice fishing at the end of the month, so that's just going to be a complete write-off.
Yeah, you're getting shit-faced for that.
In terms of the...
Why? Oh, because you got to stay warm.
Yeah, you got to stay
you
warm.
No,
and you got to keep your bladder full and stay warm. Yeah,
that doesn't actually work.
No, it does the opposite.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
But you don't feel it, so it's the same.
Yeah,
thing. Yeah.
I remember going snowmobiling with my dad and him giving me like little like nips of Jack Daniels when I was cold on the back of the snowmobile.
How old were you?
Like 8.
That doesn't help.
But it, like it sends this like warm tingle down here, and you're like, "This is good." And
well, he was just like, "We gotta develop Keith's tolerance now."
Maybe,
like,
maybe that was his.
This guy's 8 years old. He's got no alcohol
like, there
tolerance.
Was I had a lot of incidents where my dad gave me booze. Like,
wow.
Like, cause my dad was a two fingers of Jack every night. Like,
really?
Not more than that.
My dad was a brandy guy.
Yeah. Really?
Brandy.
Like,
yeah. I
just
hate
my
it.
Dad was Pat Patterson. And he was the Intercontinental Champion, so he traveled a lot.
So you're
really
saying
hard.
A lot of cocaine.
And your mother and your mother was the one night he got really drunk.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
So there was a lot of like, I'm like, there's my dad.
Your mother is Jerry Briscoe.
Hashtag Jerry Briscoe. Hashtag Briscoe Brothers
Briscoe.
Auto Parts.
Was it Briscoe Backlund that had that great fucking cage match? I was watching like best cage matches of all
the
time.
Cage match.
I've not seen.
Yeah,
I would like that was on Netflix. I gotta check that out.
There's a handful of terrible cage matches and a handful of some of the most like the fucking Abdullah the Butcher one. Was so messed up and like he was took a fork and was like stabbing.
Was that the one where he gave that
it was
one guy Hep C? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's every Abdul.
No, but
I saw him live in the same bar that I janitorized. Like I literally was janitorizing. Like I was a janitor in Toronto when I was a stand up in Toronto,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I used to do these huge places. And it was literally Abdul the Butcher versus Terry Funk.
It
was
been as hardcore
in the
as
bar.
Fuck. There must have been. Tons of color.
Was there even a ring? Or?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
The place was a place that the Stones had played when they came out with their new album.
Oh, is that that place where
the
Stones
the warehouse.
Was like
yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Shit.
The warehouse
oh, no,
of the
yeah.
government.
Cool. All right.
I cleaned that bar. I met David Bowie's roadie.
Was this while you were doing stand up in Toronto?
Terry
absolutely.
You were living there.
Yeah, I was living there, and I had 40 jobs. I was a stand up, and I was an actor, and I was a waiter, and I was a bartender.
That's a pretty cool place to bartend. You know, you hear all these like these struggling stand ups. They work like shitty jobs. That sounds, you know.
Yeah, but
comparatively speaking,
I was only a bartender for about 3 or 4 months. But right. For the entire 3 years I was there, I was a busboy and barback at a reggae club.
What's a barback?
A barback is a guy who goes and gets the ice. He's a guy that literally like from behind. Like you have a bar that's
right.
Stocked full of beers.
Right.
I'm the guy that will like stock up the beers again.
Hey, you see them a lot at like Foof's.
Yeah.
Like those guys that just
okay,
like bring
right.
In the beer, drop
just
it, bring in the
beers
ice,
and
drop
just
it.
Drop everything in, boom, boom, boom,
right,
boom,
right,
boom,
right.
Boom,
so
boom,
like,
ice.
Okay. And then people ask you for booze, and you're like, no, can
no,
do,
I can't
brother.
Do it, brother.
Not my job.
Although, if you give me, it was a reggae club, so there'd be like Rossas that were like, give me some booze, man. I'll give you some herb. I'm like, I don't want any herb, brother. I want some weed, man. I'm from Montreal. They're like, no, only herb.
You're like, I can't accept money, however, I can barter.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Bambers. Ah, my veggie burger got here.
Yay.
Yay.
That's a weird pet name you have for Monica.
Yay. Yay. I also have to eat. You have no. My I'm also going to eat during this
that's,
podcast.
That's absolutely fun.
I don't think we've ever had that, but.
Normally it's drinking.
I certainly have no problem with it.
Is everything good? There's no fucking ketchup in this, brother. What the fuck is this, brother?
There's got to be ketchup downstairs.
You didn't ask for ketchup and mustard?
I did.
It's good.
It's great.
They gotta have ketchup downstairs. They have dip.
All right, fine. That's fine. Well, why didn't you ask?
Where's Catherine at? Call Catherine.
Why didn't you fucking ask? I told you to fucking ask.
I'm gonna tell Catherine.
You realize this is gonna go on the podcast?
This is amazing. Yeah, this is recorded. All right, this is saved for posterity.
Well, if you fucking didn't make me late for this podcast.
Oh shit! Everything said it was about it.
It was actually Catherine's fault.
It was Catherine's fault.
All right, fine. Just go. Everything's fine.
You can edit this out, right?
Nope.
Good job, Evers. It's okay. I told you to do that. Were you just too busy talking to Catherine?
Oh, you know what? I said exactly as you said. I told him exactly what
I
you
put
said.
Ketchup and mushroom. Okay. Okay, but don't fucking yell at me.
Oh, I'm so mad.
It's okay, Bevers.
There's a lot of steps and we're healed.
Okay, just fucking go. But don't leave me with the argument. I won the argument. You have it now.
I'm sorry.
Take this argument and go back and hang out with Sarah, hang out with their girlfriends.
Don't.
No, I'm going to eat it right now with tzatziki. It'll be fine. Just fucking go. But just know you have the argument.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Are you going to, like, bank this for later?
What a bitch.
You need to throw this one. Like, you're like, don't. I really don't want you to bring it back, but I will hold it over your head.
No, I don't
later.
Care.
Like, in another argument, I'll
be
like. I told
her just to check to make sure that there was some fucking ketchup.
And then there was none.
And then she didn't check that because she's probably too busy. Like, I got a fucking blog. Blah blah blah.
right? Seriously.
Oh my god.
This is what I'm saying. You see, you know.
It's fucking.
I come off like shitty about things. This is what I'm saying.
This is exactly what happened. Was like, I don't. Walter.
Sir,
and
our 50th episode. We shit on our girlfriend.
Yay!
Mike and I are both engaged.
Yeah, exactly. We're both engaged to a horrible bitch.
Not the same horrible bitch, though.
No, weird.
She went and got me my dinner, because I don't have enough time. I was literally in a meeting until pretty much... It is kind of my fault that I was late. I was in a pitch meeting.
Okay.
Where I might have a television show, or I might not. This happens, like, probably once every 2.5 years. Like, I almost
have... first time you did this podcast, you almost had a television show.
Oh, my God. I know. Oh, maybe I did do that television show. Where's Leroy? I did pilots for that.
Yeah.
I did two, and it didn't get sold. So,
I don't remember that either. I don't remember 90% of this
podcast. Walter, especially if you go back and listen to the catalog, sometimes Walter doesn't really sound like he's interested
in
what the guest
has
to say.
One of the great things about Walter is he is a full-on teen wolf sometimes. Yeah. And sometimes he's not a teen wolf.
Sometimes Walter isn't Walter.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But anyway, my girlfriend's the best, and my fiance is the best. She went and got me dinner.
Your girlfriend, so you appreciate both your girlfriend and your fiance.
Yeah, my girlfriend is so sick of this fucking fiance. My girlfriend would have totally gotten me ketchup. No, I'm kidding.
It's true. This is going to be 2014 is a big year. 50th, go plug yourself. You get married.
Yeah, both those things. Both those, things.
Those are the things that happened in 2014, according to Facebook. Important events of 2014. We had a much more convoluted idea that we didn't talk to Mike about whatsoever.
What idea was that?
Well, the idea was that Mike would just do impressions of various dead Montrealers.
Oh, yeah. My God. We were going to ask you to be Mordecai Richler.
Wow.
Like,
go plug yourself with dead Montreal.
I've met
Jacob.
It's like we need. He's like, because we do this in Grumpy
Jacob
so
Tutu?
Often for our 50th episode.
Jacob Richler.
Yeah, which is as Jacob Tutu.
That's true.
The Mordecai Richler.
That's absolutely true.
So that's why Jacob Tutu.
When we talk about Jacob, like he's come up. We've referenced Mordecai on several occasions.
Yeah.
So we're like,
and
we
Nick
have
Oftemeyer.
Mordecai on
Nick Oftemeyer.
For our 50th. And was
what the hell?
Did I say he was going to be?
He's
going to
be Oftemeyer.
Oh
Grumpy's an Oftemeyer.
We're going to get you.
You know,
you were going to be Nick Oftemeyer.
No, I've met Oftemeyer.
Actual Melissa Oftemeyer on.
That's Oftemar right there. That's a picture of Nick Oftemar right there.
He used to own this area.
Yeah.
Like he
Nick
used to,
used
this
to come
used to be
and,
his...
He
and by own this area, you mean he got drunk in this area constantly.
Exactly.
Yeah, he would be drinking at Jimbo's, writing an article, and then he would just go over to Grumpy's and get drunker, which is so funny. And, like, we used to talk to him all the time. He was fantastic.
I regret having never met him.
He was the best. He was literally... Bill Brownstein is, like, the last... guy who's writing an article every single day.
Yeah.
Like, Nick Oftemar was a guy who wrote a column every single day about, ah, peanuts, you know? He'd just be like, what do I see? You know, here's something to think about. And it was, like, amazing.
And
when
it's gold.
It was all gold. Like, I all dream so of that. Great.
Like, I'm always, like, because, like, right now I'm trying to, like, I've had so many different, like, misstarts with articles and stuff that I've written on the thing. I'll be like, yeah, I'll hit, like, a button. And this time I was like, okay, I'm going to write 10. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have 10 before I publish any of them. So that I'm going to be able to release them on a weekly basis for 10 weeks and then hopefully catch myself
And up. How many do you have right now, Keith?
Like 3. No, but it's just sort of like, I'm like, I can write about anything. And I'm like, ah.
So hard.
And when you see these guys who fucking hammer out like these daily fucking.
And it's concise. Like some blogs you go on and some podcasts you see, they're just like fucking like these super long things.
I never,
like
what
the hell?
They're so long. And it's like, why did you write
Why are you still writing? Why am I still reading
this? It takes me 3 hours to write like a 400-word article.
Right? Yes. Yes. And so, and you don't read. Like, I wanted to give you Jerry Lawler's book, and you were like, I don't read.
No, I actually do read. I'm not, I mean, I'm
he reads
I'm,
really
I do,
slowly.
I read.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah, there's some
you,
people
How
that
long
like
did
that.
It take you to read Lance Henriksen's biography?
Lance Henriksen.
Lance Henriksen has an autobiography?
It's amazing.
I bet.
Well, on the first ever episode of this podcast, look at this. This is flashback.
Actually, I think I actually read that pretty quickly, but the print is huge.
On the first ever episode, the first
episode.
I read a passage.
I read a passage. Yeah, that happened.
You should have brought it with you tonight to read another passage.
Another passage.
Every 50 episodes.
I'm another chapter ahead. 50 episodes. Oh, shit.
Was it that there was a book? No, there was a book I remember that you read.
I am going to
interview
Thomas Hayden Church next week in person.
No.
Yes.
Is that the guy from
Sideways?
Oh.
And something else that you probably know him from.
I was thinking of Bill Hader, the Napoleon Dynamite.
No,
you got Napoleon Dynamite on the show. That's amazing.
No, that's not Bill Hader. That's
Thomas Hayden Church.
Bill Hader's the SNL guy.
No, that's
Bill Hader is the SNL guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Napoleon Dynamite is
John Hader.
John Hader.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sorry.
Neither of those people is who I'm
or who
interviewing.
Thomas Hayden Church is Sideways, which I've never seen.
Go drink the wine in Wine Country.
When you said Thomas Hayden Church, I thought I thought that whatever his name was. What's his name? Christian Hayden? The guy who played fucking
Hayden
Anakin.
Christensen.
Hayden Christensen. That's what I thought. I was like, Anakin Skywalker? No, the guy from Sideways is not Giamatti.
He's a good 50th all time.
He's not? Yeah, that's not Giamatti. I'm like...
The Sideways guy who's not...
So long story short, you were going to be Nick Offermeyer. You were going to be the
ghost
of Nick
Offermeyer.
And we were going to actually patch in Melissa Offermeyer like via Skype somehow.
Wow.
That might have taken 3 years to organize.
She would have been so pissed.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, Melissa,
we've got your dad live from heaven.
Get it?
There it is, guys.
Get it? We assume present. This is tasteful.
Oh, yeah. And it's so much tragic. Like, she lost her boyfriend as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she had this band, and, like, they stopped at the Thousand Islands.
The band Offermeyer?
Yeah, they just jumped in the water, and then he died.
Wow.
Like, they just pulled over on the side of the road, and then
so it was,
died.
Like, a super spontaneous romantic moment that ended in horrible tragedy.
Horrible tragedy.
Holy fuck. Never heard that.
Yeah, it's terrible. But anyway, my story with Nick Offermeyer was, like, me and Janine... Ducharme, who was a comic here, was a comic. Janine Ducharme, was a great comic, now is out of the business. But she used to host with me all the time, and we used to just go to Winston Churchill's after open mic night.
What did you do to make her quit?
I didn't do anything. Okay. She just got out of the business.
That's what
there's like a shelf life for some people.
Scorpion deathlock.
So, yeah, I gave her the scorpion deathlock.
It was a retirement match.
Cross history, yeah. Hair versus hair match, brother.
Loser leaves town.
But we used to always, like, end open mic night, go to Sir Winston's for the last dance, and then she was a girl, I was a guy, we'd just go to whoever was slow dancing and split them up, and I would dance with the girls, you'd dance with the guy.
Sure.
Hilarious.
Great
Pissed
stuff.
So many people off.
Yeah.
But she was friends with Nick Offermeyer, she would come here and drink all the time with Nick Offermeyer, and it was just fantastic, and I'm like, I'm drinking with Nick Offermeyer. Then we went to Grumpy's, then we went to his house, and it was raining, and he lent me a sweater. He
went to Offermeyer's house?
I went to Offermeyer's house.
Where did you live?
Tupper. Like, you know, like...
What part of town is it? What's that?
It's just near Fort.
Okay.
So like Fort,
you go down Fort just south of St. Catherine, you get to Tupper.
Okay.
Yeah,
in between St. Catherine and Rene-Levesque.
Yeah, exactly. Like, these beautiful old, like... Super mansions.
Had like a nice like a little
townhouse. They're like townhouses. They were like what would have been mansions a long
back
time
then,
ago.
Yeah, they're really nice though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I would have loved to live there. And then he lent me a sweater and then I was supposed to bring it back to him.
Please tell me you kept it.
I totally didn't. I was an irresponsible like 18-year-old kid. I like.
So you're 18. So you're hanging out at Nick.
Absolutely.
Outdoor,
yeah.
So you not only did you lose the sweater, yeah. you didn't return it to him. So you didn't return
and
it to
I don't
him.
Even have it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, if you
didn't return
to him and you still had it, you'd be like, this is Nick after my.
No,
like,
no.
I want to say something.
So irresponsible that you didn't return it and you don't have it.
Yeah.
I want to say something right here.
Yeah.
In Mike Patterson's apartment that I've been into.
Yeah.
So you really are the Nick Offermeyer in this situation.
Yeah.
To my Mike Patterson.
Okay.
In your apartment,
yeah,
there is a massive
yes.
frame photo
yes.
of your face,
yes,
which is awesome in and of itself.
The frame is like two.
It's huge.
It's just like yeah, it's giant.
That's on your wall.
Yeah,
but what you don't have framed on your wall is the sweater that fucking
yeah,
Nick Offermeyer gave
I know.
What is
I know.
The matter with you?
I don't know.
Foresight,
I don't know. But oh no, you got,
she just
no.
came in angry,
oh my God,
angry and
God.
Vindicated
no.
with a fistful of ketchup and mustard.
No, that's too nice. Mustard. You're too nice. You can't do that. Oh my God.
She's like, I'm not losing this argument.
Monica, is Catherine still angry at me?
No.
Okay.
Just so you know.
She was kind of annoyed at me.
Was she mad at you?
Yeah.
For what? For being late?
I don't even know anymore.
For Monica being late?
She was angry
no, can
at
I just
herself
say something?
Hold on.
On this podcast... What a hero my girlfriend is.
Such
what
a
hero.
Like,
she
Monica,
went back down to the Irish embassy. We're up on the second floor. She's got giant freaking heels on
right now.
Why
are you wearing
right
huge
now.
Heels?
That was we a weird footwear choice.
Because I bought her some Sorel...
Monster heels.
Like rain boots. Rubber boots. High-heeled rubber boots.
Those are cool.
If you date Mike Patterson, brother, you're going to have the fucking best boots in town.
Does Catherine keep wondering why the hell you're running around so much? Okay.
She understands. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right, see you guys later. Sorry, but
what's
the best.
Can I, is this from them?
Yeah.
Is that a complimentary entire bottle of mustard?
Yeah, bring it back.
Do you want me to just put this on and then you can give it back?
No. We'll
she doesn't want to take those stairs again.
Was Marty working?
Fuck.
Yeah. Was the mustard courtesy of Marty?
You know when you don't shake the mustard, then you get that little mustard.
The mustard, the
mustard plug.
Translucent liquid. Would
oh,
you,
okay.
Would you be angry if I asked you to go say hi to Marty for me and then come back and tell me what he said? Okay,
all right. Go say hi to Marty and then tell me what he said. And if he says
you
something cool, then I'll send you down again.
I didn't say hi to Marty. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
Like, you will get, like, she will rule
wow.
you. You have no idea. You saw that rage.
I saw it a little
bit.
Do
you know what Germans do when they get angry?
They invade Keith's house. They're like, give me all of the schnapps!
Exactly, holy shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was funny that you talked about the big picture of you because Monica got to come to our house and see the sheer raw numbers of photos and depictions of Sarah and I.
Yeah.
That we have in our house because it's absurd.
I still think it's creepy.
There's like no less than 20 different. Like framed photos,
20
or,
different
or artistic representations by various artists.
Okay, good.
Of us,
I thought you'd be like, there's 20 different,
yeah.
Photo artists that have made art things on you and Sarah. That's
yeah.
great, though. Is there a lot of that?
Yeah,
there is.
Well,
a lot.
In his apartment,
that's creepy.
Exactly. There's only a few actual like framed photos.
What does it look like at Sarah's apartment?
Well, that's for Sarah. Same thing.
I'm kidding. I'm
you
just
got
biased.
Me.
Oh!
You set it up.
Ho, ho, ho.
But you keep seeing them. They're all over the.
It's kind of like living in Andy Warhol's apartment if he was slightly more juvenile.
Yes.
Like,
but you know why I have a giant picture of my face, right?
I know. I think I know half the story.
I wrote.
It was
I wrote
a bit, right?
No, I wrote lip sync plays. I wrote three lip sync plays. The first one was wildly successful. So
okay.
The second play we had in the Fringe had a bit. We made like. Profit of $3,450 at the Fringe. So the first Fringe we did.
You should look into the numbers and see if it's ever been paralleled.
Well, it's just they were like it was like so they were filming a documentary on the Fringe and we decided to do our first lip sync play, which was all like super duper sold out. And because there was like five of us in the play, we literally said we won't collect the money till the end. And then we were all like waiting to, and we all had like. Sort of jobs and stuff like that. Like I was writing Prank Patrol at the time,
yeah.
and Scott's a successful comic.
The YTV show?
Yeah, I wrote like five of those.
No shit.
Prank Patrol with...
Like you know how I'm in the show? It's because I wrote myself into the show.
Was it Andy who was really Andre?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I was like, why is he Andy? And I was
because it was a decision.
Exactly, because it was like also because
yeah.
Andre seems not as
French.
Fun and kid like. Like
was French.
So you
and
made,
French.
So
yeah.
You make an obscene amount of money.
So they go to the end, and everybody has to
first
wait
in
line to get
history.
Their money. And everyone's like, here's your $14. Here's your $14. And then the controller's just like, holy shit. Oh, my God. And then there's just all this cash. And then there's just so much cash for Never Surrender, jeez, which was our lip sync band. So we had all this money. And we're like, this documentary is like, what do you say about doing French festivals? I'm like, it's a great idea. We've never done this before. So what you should do.
First timers, you make $3,000.
What you should do, you make $3,000 for like a little bit of work, you know? And then the next one, we had a ridiculous budget. So we made a giant seal made out of light named Ocaticamo, which was my secret power. And I die in the play.
Was that the wrestling play?
That was a play with the wrestling. There was a huge wrestling scene.
I was about to say, I'm like, I think that made about
did you see
much
that?
Money. No, but I've heard about it.
Okay, so there's a giant scene where we took a match between Mr. Perfect and somebody else, and Macho Man versus Mr. Perfect, and just like Jesse the Body going like, oh my God, I can't believe that Tim is going to do this, and I can't believe that Mike, and we just literally dubbed in the word Ryan. Mike! And it was just like...
Somebody, you know, you're doing injustice to your own play because somebody described this to me once.
Oh, really?
I fucking forget who it was. But somebody described it to me once, and just somebody, like a third-hand account of this play was one of the funniest things I'd ever heard. And, oh, no, because then the punchline was, I don't know how much we talk about this on the podcast, but who's the guy that you gave the briefcase of money to?
Oh, God, Jeremy Heckman.
Okay, it was Heckman.
That was later.
But one of the producers. It was one of the French guys.
That was another play.
And I think. And I remember
they like bribes.
The punchline. The punchline on the reaction to your follow up, the wrestling play follow up to your massively successful lip syncing show was, this is the worst production in the history of the French Festival.
Oh, it was Macho Man versus Predator.
Yes. But, that's another thing?
Another thing.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was another play. Oh,
okay, all right.
No, Macho Man vs. Predator was, it was really,
see, that
you had
was,
to, you had to like wrestling.
That was the one that I think the description of killed me.
I was like, you had to like wrestling.
Did you
also have to like the Predator?
Yeah, well, it's the plot of the movie is the Macho Man is on vacation in the jungles of the Dominican Republic.
Okay.
And then he's with Lanny Poffo, and he runs into a predator, and then the predator kills them both immediately, and that happens in the first 3 to 4 minutes of the play.
Is Lanny saying a poem while he gets killed?
Yeah, Lonnie's just like, a poem, let me just say this, like, ooh, that's some good poetry. I love being here.
Short and brief.
Yeah, exactly. And like, but what happens is the predator comes out and kills both of them.
Right.
So the rest of the play is Jake the Snake Roberts getting off crack. Getting off back on steroids, getting a cab, buying luggage, and going and reading Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Okay,
he's really obsessed with Harry Potter because he's like, this man is a parcel mouth. There's a parcel mouth. That means he can speak different. I always pretended that I knew Damien's mind, but I never was actually able to actually talk to Damien. Maybe if I talked to Damien, I'd still be allowed to have a snake right now. But I lost him in a...
Chiara became out at Raw last week?
Yeah.
With Damien.
With another Damien.
But not a big-ass snake.
Yeah.
And all I have in my mind is you telling me that he's not allowed to have snakes anymore. I'm like, they let him have a snake again.
No, he's not allowed I guess so.
Someone let him have a snake again.
Yeah, either way, you know that
but
snake.
But you know what? I saw him handling the snake, and I'm watching this, and I have you in my mind saying he can't have snakes anymore, and I'm looking at him handling the snake. I'm like, he's not handling that snake.
No,
like
he doesn't
kind
know what he's
doing.
He's lost more snakes than than Kirstie Alley's lost pounds,
like,
brother.
Every time you've ever, like, woken up, like, hungover on a bender, like, just add a loose giant snake to that situation.
It's the worst.
Oh, shit.
But anyway, so I died in this play, and I wrote into the play, Ryan reveals a giant 4-foot by 4-foot framed photo of Mike P's face. And then Scott Falconbridge and Tim were like, because you're just doing this because Ryan owns a framing factory, and you want a giant picture of your face. And I was like, no, I think the play really needs this. And Ryan was like, I can absolutely do this.
Is it only 4 feet by 4 feet?
It's 4 feet by 5 feet.
Because in my mind, it's bigger.
It's bigger.
In my mind, it's bigger than that.
It's bigger than I demanded. Like, and Scott,
you gotta see this fucking thing.
It's absolutely ridiculous. It used to be.
I'm trying to like look around the room for like something that's 4 feet high, and then imagine something that's also like
it's
like
huge.
4 feet. See that?
Yes.
Like that big.
That's bigger. Nice. Than
we're pointing at
it's
a big
about as big as that.
That looks about
right. Yeah. That looks exactly right.
Yeah.
That looks like maybe 5x5.
And Keith, that used to be above my bed. It used to look like you used to, I said, Bill, I wanted to do a girl doggy style while she was like
looking
like,
at your face.
Yeah,
oh my god.
You're looking at my face. You think you're fucking getting away from me, sister? And then that bitch Monica that got me some fucking dinner and ketchup and mustard said no, and we moved it.
It'd be amazing if you had a curtain over it so that you could fuck her doggy style, then like pull a cord and the curtain just like boom just opens and there's a 4x5 of your face.
Dun, dun, dun.
Did you guys hear the Hall of Fame news?
No.
I was going to say just real quick about Damien. Did you notice that the spoilers? Snake shat all over fucking Ambrose?
No, it was just shed some skin.
Was talking about like those flakes?
No, that was really.
There was no snake poop. There was like it shed. There was like it was a little bit.
Owning a lizard that looked just like my lizard shit coming out of him.
Yeah, because like you have a fucking little tiny lizard. This is like a full size snake.
Which shit? It shit all over the place.
How many times on this 50 podcasts did Keith just go owning a lizard?
Let me tell you something about owning a lizard.
Hold on, Walter. Bro. Owning a lizard myself.
No, that wasn't shit. It was dry snake skin.
I know
exactly what you're talking about. It was dry
I feel like
skin.
It was
a turd coming out of a snake that size
would be white.
Would be
oh no.
No, it was would look white. Like a big
it's all no, it would not be because what kind of lizard do you own? An iguana?
I own a gecko.
Is he a vegetarian or a?
He's a
he eats crickets.
Meat eater. He eats.
And does it come out white?
Yeah, pretty much white. White with a little bit of brown. Well, because it's a cloaca, right? So it's all the stuff comes out of one.
A cloaca?
Yes.
This
the
dude
same
knows
hole.
Way
it's
too much about
hole.
Lizards,
no, it's
brother.
A thing that
you know too much about lizards, brother.
And birds. It's the
and
sex,
birds?
It's the sex/poop hole.
And pee.
It's they one all, hole for everything.
They only have a single hole.
Chickens
have
veggie burger here.
Chickens have that.
Really?
Yeah. Right? Chickens have that, right?
Yeah.
Chickens have that.
Yeah, all birds. Birds and lizards basically have cloacas.
Did you go to deanambrose.com?
What?
Just to ask him if he got shit all over.
You got shit all over, brother?
Hey, Ambrose.
We're going to look at this afterwards.
Looked like shit.
And I'm gonna show you why Keith is wrong.
I want to know.
Do you want to know who's in
I would absolutely love to know.
I am. I didn't watch all of it.
Who would you think?
Macho?
No.
Macho's already in there.
No, he's not.
He's not?
It's a big crazy thing.
Yeah.
Because
he only reconciled a year before he died, right?
What?
He only reconciled with the McMahons like a year before he died.
So crazy. And then still McMahon.
And now Lanny hasn't reconciled with them, so... The reason why he's not in is because of Lanny.
Really?
Yeah, because like Lanny's got this whole thing that he was like, Randy would have wanted the whole Poffo family to be inducted all together at once.
Oh my god.
He's like, that's what Randy's wishes would have been.
Hey, tell that to Jannetty. Jannetty's like, well,
the Rockers need to go in together.
Exactly, the Rockers need to go in together. HBK can't be Hall of Fame until Jannetty is.
So first 2014 inductee, fucking Warrior.
So that's
I'll
the other one. Because those are the two big omissions.
Yeah, Warrior and
Warrior and Macho are the two.
I'll give it to him. But he's a douche that held people up for money.
Yeah.
But then 2K14 made a bunch of money on him.
So he's good now.
Mm. No, I mean,
we gotta like
he's one of those
people.
It's one of those. It's one of those things. Though,
I would love to do that. I'm new at this. I've not unlocked.
I've unlocked most everything already.
Really?
Are you playing the 30 years WrestleMania
mode? I'm fighting Hogan right now.
Yeah,
I'm doing fighting Hogan as The Rock. Yeah, I'm doing nothing but WrestleMania
was
mode.
Was that like WrestleMania 18 or 22?
So for the listeners, right now they're talking about
2K14.
WrestleMania Legend. No, what do they call it?
It's the 30 years of WrestleMania mode.
30 years of WrestleMania mode. Like, I'm just saying, where you play all the best fights.
Is this a mode? Like, literally, Tim Rabinett and Nathan McIntosh came over to my house, and we literally had,
so
like...
So pissed off I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah, I know. It was like...
I would have loved it so much.
It was the worst.
Bunch
like,
of comics hanging out playing wrestling games?
I was like, fuck Walter! Why am I not there?
Fuck Walter!
What the hell? Walter just wakes up in his bed, and he's like, something's wrong.
Something's happening somewhere that I'm not yet. I haven't been invited to.
So Tim took Bret Hart... Nathan took Yokozuna.
Oh god.
And I took Sin Cara. Cuz these guys had never played the game before, but also I think I've seen Místico wrestle live in Mexico City, and I think Sin Cara was on the top of his game, and now he's just like some jobber.
It's Hunico now.
What?
They changed Sin Cara. Did you not know about this?
No.
Yeah, they fired original Sin Cara.
Yeah, yeah.
No!
They just put the mask on
Hunico.
Who's Hunico?
Another dude.
Remember Hunico and Camacho?
No.
So do you follow? How?
I don't really follow Raw at all. Yeah, I just was like, okay, so I will not like Sin Cara anymore.
No, you will.
I like
because this Sin Cara does the same shit and just doesn't injure himself constantly.
Oh. And he speaks English, which is a huge boon for the like. Not to say that that should be held against.
I don't
him.
Know, he speaks English, which is great because he never cuts a promo.
No, he can't cut promos.
I watched.
Yeah.
Not heard his voice.
He's done a few where he's like, I'm here to do it, whatever. So
it's
anyway.
So sad
because the thing is,
I saw the real Sin Cara.
Well,
the real Mystico, and I was super impressed. Like, no, there was 3,000 Mexicans losing their shit.
This is, yeah.
They were like, well, and he had just turned Rudo because he was going to WWE. So.
Yeah.
Is that Spanish
for Technico
heel?
is a good guy, Rudo, and they follow the ideals
ever.
Of technical wrestling. Out of Rudo, it's like, I don't care about anybody. I'm just out for myself, brother.
You'd be the first person ever. Who claims to understand lucha psychology?
Well, I understand. No, they have a fucking. They
really,
have a, they have a press conference every year.
You can just pay attention to Shikara for like a fucking second, and they refer to like faces as technicos and heels as rudos.
Good.
Like anything in because Shikara is all kind.
I know
of,
that from the WCW, the light heavyweight division.
Yeah, because
that's
which was made
90s.
Up entirely of luchas.
It's complete luchas.
Yeah,
this
like,
is a technical.
You know 3.0, they wrestle at Battle War.
I don't know that team.
Oh my god, you're sitting.
You don't know?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Well, they're such a big problem.
I know them.
Because I was just sort of like, I'm like, you know, they're like, they're two-time fucking Shikara
absolutely.
Champs. And he's like, I was like,
Shikara is Shakira's cousin.
Yeah. Oh. Hey. Like, they're technicos in, like, they're considered
I'm also totally just eating a burger during your thing. This is great.
50,
this is the most important thing. 50 episodes. Chomp,
here's
chomp.
To 50 more.
I've had a day that didn't stop, brother. I've had it, like, since 9 o'clock this morning, I've been go.
I'm glad you could be here, Mike.
I'm absolutely glad, man. You have no idea. I wouldn't miss this for the world, man. This is my favorite podcast in Montreal.
It's
I don't
a
think
good
I've,
reason.
I've done it a bunch of times. It's
how
fantastic.
Many times? Like,
this is, I think, your third official.
Official?
Yeah, there was one that I tag-teamed with Massimo.
Yeah.
Was that the one where it was just supposed to be Massimo?
Yeah.
Or was it just you, and then you brought Massimo? I don't know.
No, it was just
Massimo.
Then
brought
Patterson
me.
Showed up. And then we did one. We did our Valentine's Day episode.
Aww. We had a Valentine's Day episode?
Yeah. Well, it was an episode that happened to come out on Valentine's Day, I think.
Oh, shit.
And it coincided because he had a show. He had a Valentine's Day show.
Cool.
Possibly here.
Absolutely.
We're recording right now in the Comedy Works, which is what I said earlier.
This Valentine's Day, I'm doing Colonote. Oh, not Colonote. What is it?
The formerly Colonote, now main...
Club Soda?
Cabaret
no,
of Mile End.
Cabaret
of Mile
End. Yeah. Yep. That's a big, sprawling venue.
Huge.
So awkwardly spread out, though. I've been there a bunch.
I've
hosted
stuff.
But
I
have you seen the? Have you been to a Couscous Comedy Show?
Yes. He fills that motherfucker up.
It's beautiful. I've now done 6 of them, and I'm doing both of them.
It's impressive.
Yeah, it's literally like, do you have something on this? Yes. Do you have something on this? Yes. Do you have, like, he's just asking for material. Do you have material on this? I'm like, do you got $100, brother? I'm like, let's go. It's a match made in heaven. I have all the material, and I have the material for 2 love shows.
I saw that guy. I saw Uncle Fofi posting a selfie of himself that he took on that he took on an airplane. So
going to Haiti.
Knowing what Uncle Fofi looks like.
Mike is better at talking to the mic than Walter is.
What?
You keep moving your head, and you're like moving this.
Imagine this guy taking a selfie of himself on an airplane with his phone.
Do you know why? Because he's going to Haiti.
You know, do comedy stuff?
Yeah, you know how scary that is? That must be so scary. Haiti's a war zone, brother. They're like rebuilding everything.
Yeah, but I mean, like, who's he doing? Who's he performing for?
Probably rich dudes.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
I would love. Yeah, I'm going to Jamaica to do some comedy.
He'll probably be taken care of well.
I think so.
My understanding is when you go to those places, like, they hook you up with, like, a guy who takes you from the airport to whatever. They're all just like, welcome to Haiti. Get to the mansion.
Read Rowdy Piper's autobiography.
Well, maybe Rowdy Piper didn't get an escort.
Can I be your opener in Jamaica?
No.
All right.
No, Monica's my opener in Jamaica. She's like, after you do the show and we're staying on the resort, it's going to be so different. And I'm like, absolutely.
Because
we're staying on a resort for 7 days.
Yeah.
The first few days you're going to be performing.
No, two or three of the days I'm going to be performing. I don't know when.
You're performing at the resort and you're staying on the resort.
I'm staying on the resort and then life's going to change. But if you go to a resort with Mike Patterson, chances are I'm going to be in the pool drinking with you.
Every day.
And then Monica's going to be like, where are you?
A couple summers ago, Catherine and I went to Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
And they had karaoke one night.
Which is right next to Haiti.
Yeah, I know.
And which
I
is
found
the,
out
set,
the, hard
the
way.
Setting of Macho Man versus Predator.
Yeah.
Of course
it is.
Yes.
We mentioned that.
And you went to karaoke and you
found
out?
I went to karaoke, and I did some meatloaf. Seth. No, I performed Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, mm-hmm. I believe. And like the next day, we were like chilling in the jacuzzi, the hot tub outside.
The jacuzzi.
And it was like this resort where there was a lot of locals who went. Mm-hmm. And the ladies were coming up, and they were pointing at me, and they really dug the whole meatloaf thing.
That's great.
So imagine that anecdote times 1,000 for your
I hope thing. So. Michael Bolton's huge in the Caribbean. There's people like Meatloaf. Like, the people who were like people make fun of are huge.
I don't think they knew Meatloaf. I think they were just very enamored by
it. Oh, really?
I think they were just so enamored
like the...
by my amazing performance.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So they're just going to just...
It was awesome.
I presume drown you in weed once they see your comedy.
I hope so.
They're like, here's all the weed, Mike Patterson.
I started doing some weed again.
And doing weed. I love you when
gotta,
people say doing weed.
I do, yeah. And it's so funny.
You gotta build
like,
up your tolerance for Jamaica, otherwise you're just gonna get...
Oh my god,
like,
it's ridiculous. And then I immediately am gonna do Glengarry Glen Ross. I'll have to quit doing weed again.
What role are you doing in Glengarry Glen Ross?
What's his face was telling me about this?
Paul.
The artistic producer. Yeah,
yeah.
I was talking to him about that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's the part you were playing, and I find that's very interesting casting, and I'm really looking forward to
it's
that.
It's a really good idea.
Can we plug this formally? Do people?
Absolutely. He's a genius.
Clear what we're talking
after
about?
After I quit weed, I got to do this play.
No, that's really cool. That's really cool.
I'm really excited. I've been reading over it. I saw one of the actors. I was doing a video game audition today. And I saw one of the actors, Graham Cuthbertson, who's going to be playing the Kevin.
He's been on the podcast.
Oh yeah, so he's doing the Kevin Spacey part, and I keep calling it the Al Pacino part.
He's perfect.
Oh my god, he's fantastic.
But you're essentially playing a patsy.
I wish I could play. You have no idea. I've played that patsy so many times.
Yeah, well, I mean, nicely. What's his?
Yeah, but
is almost on his way to being a patsy. But he's still.
You know what I did in that play? Did you see Guys and Dolls, Keith?
No, and then
I literally had like the fifth lead in the play. It was a big thing, but I
owned it.
Yeah, it was good. But I did something different. I smiled and I was excited, and then like it was supposed to be like a kind of tough guys. But I was like, happy, and they were like, "Why are you so happy all the time?" I'm like, "Well, we were stealing the town clock about 6 years ago, and we the 5-0 caught up to us, and I saw the clock, and that clock fell on my head." And since then, I've been different, and I've been happier and positive. And they feel so bad about it, they keep me around anyway.
I had a new backstory to Guys and Dolls.
And then the choreographer looked at me. The choreographer was one of the most hard-ass dudes I've ever worked with. Oh, and then he was just like, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And he had just taken me aside to go like, why aren't you dangerous? Why aren't you dangerous when you're dancing? Why aren't you blah, blah, blah? You have to be more dangerous. And I'm like, this is what's going on.
As a testament to your performance,
yeah.
I'd never seen Guys and Dolls before.
Though. Okay, cool.
Never seen any production.
Cool.
I thought that's how the character was. I just thought that's what
I think it's close.
Like.
It works. I enjoy doing different
things. Had like the one kind of goofy sort of like street tough
dummy
amongst all the
It
works.
Can I interject that the reason I think I will never be able to work in theater is I will not be able to I will laugh in someone's face if they ask me the question, why is your dancing not more dangerous?
I thought it's because you were going to say that because you can't act or learn lines.
No, but.
I take it so seriously.
Why is your dancing not more dangerous? I'd be like, just like.
I take acting and dancing so seriously, but I'm also like, when Paul Flicker said, can you sing? And I'm like, you're looking at the best Bon Jovi karaoke singer in this town, brother. And that's literally what I said. I pointed to him in the middle of some party, like Hulk Hogan, and the minute, can you sing? Can I sing? Hold me back, brother.
Paul's
like,
a good guy.
Oh, I love this guy.
I was at a Christmas party at Keith Waterfield's place with Paul.
Oh, good!
And I was able, to, and I was like, and at first I was a little bit concerned because there's like there's a mild professional connection between me and myself and Paul, right? But then like within minutes I was able to cut loose with Paul, and it was so much fun.
He's such a fun guy. He's such an interesting, like he's an artistic director, and he's the director of the play.
Yes.
Which is why he asks seven people that he likes, seven men that he likes,
awesome.
To do the greatest play of all time for men.
Run down real quick, because I forget. Run down who else is in the cast.
R.H. Thompson is Levine the Machine. It's fucking ridiculous. Road to Avonlea.
It's the second time you've been in a play.
I know, which is why I think
you told the story on this podcast.
Yeah. I have a big feeling that Robert. I don't know. That guy likes me, brother. It was funny. I was talking to Graham
Robert
today.
Made
He's
some
like,
phone call.
It's a little bit scary, and I'm like, are you kidding, man? This guy's the most wonderful. And they're like, no, it's everyone says like he's got like a rep, and I'm like, if you're working hard on acting, he's the best person to be around because he's like, we're showing up early, we're staying late, we're doing everything, we're gonna do the best fucking play ever, and I'm like, that's the kind of guy I am too.
It's the CM Punk of acting.
Yeah, well, like in Guys and Dolls, like there was a secondary musical director that was looking for me one day, and I was literally in his room looking for him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Oh, you're here." And I'm like, "Where were you, brother?" And he's like, "Oh, I was looking for you to come do some extra work." And I'm like, "I'm already here, brother.
Were you?
What the
were
hell?
You looking for me?
Yeah, were you? I'm here.
I was ready to be found to do some extra work.
I'm like right here with a metronome. But it's gonna be really fun to do. Like it's gonna be at Siegel Center. I start the 20th. Like that's why I'm going to Jamaica, is to learn lines.
Yeah.
So I can go. Yeah.
The 20th of what month?
Do you know the dates? I can look it up real quick, actually.
I start rehearsals the 20th of February.
And right, do you know what opening
probably
night
a
is?
Month later.
Right.
So mid-March.
We could put the dates up on the
absolutely
probably yeah
probably, oh, probably yeah, why don't we do
get,
an edit why don't we
probably
do,
get it together to Google the fucking date.
Why don't we do an edit point? Oh, yeah, I can't wait to see, I can't wait till the opening night of Guys, I can't wait for opening night of Glengarry Glen Ross,
Guys
which will
Glen
be at the
Gary.
Siegel Center at, and then he's
of March!
Of March!
I'm just going to be like, 20th!
It'll just be Keith's voice, 20th!
Super
of
high
March!
Pitch.
Oh, man. Or some Russian mafia member, the 20th.
I have so many Russian big Eastern European guys in my building. I'll just get them to be like, can you say 20? They're like, 20. And I'm just like, just cut that in. Glengarry Glen Ross, are you doing the play, or are you doing the movie play?
The play. No, not the movie.
Movie play?
Because, what do you call it? Alec Baldwin is not in the
no,
play.
No. So but is that part going to be in it or no?
No.
Exactly. Do you see what I mean?
Movie
because
play,
some
yes.
people do the play with that part because it's amazeballs.
Yeah.
I've seen it done. Because, I mean, it's one scene. He just shows up. Does his bit
but
and
professionally,
leaves.
I don't think you can. If
maybe
you do
not,
a professional production,
it's kind of hack to adapt the film.
Well,
yeah,
that's it. But
absolutely,
I don't think you could possibly make money for it because you don't have that screenplay, right? Because it's
they bought the rights.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. But you don't have the film screenplay. You have the mm-hmm. the play screenplay. So you can't just
is it an issue
throw in an
the
entire
or
monologue.
Paying,
yeah,
like,
they
paying
the yeah. Siegel Center buys it. Siegel Center is a completely legit.
But, I'm saying, is it buying the rights outright or is it paying a licensing fee?
I think it's paying a licensing fee and being allowed. Being
like,
allowed.
I remember when I did like fucking The Outsiders in high school, we had to pay a licensing fee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember trying to put on One Flew to the Cuckoo's Nest as a kid.
Oh,
and
shit.
Like as a 17 or 18 year old guy. We really
I was
when you said kid, I thought you were like 9.
Seven or eight.
When I was 18, I was really ambitious and I was like, and then like they're like, you gotta, it was like something like a crazy astronomical amount of money for like a 18 year old comic.
You know, because Michael Douglas owns the distribution rights on that fact.
Really?
Yeah, because when they made that, when Milos Forman made it in the '70s,
slightly homophobic,
it was
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas was the producer on that.
Really?
Yes. And now you know that.
Wow, that's probably why it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Fucking
money would have gone directly into Michael Douglas's pocket.
That's great. I like that idea. Yeah. I love falling down.
Falling Down is amazing.
Falling Down is like one of the greatest movies of all time.
Heard about slightly homophobic.
Who did
Michael
you
want to
be? Who were you gonna? If it would have happened, who were you gonna be in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
I was gonna be Jack.
I thought you were really hoping you were gonna say Chief.
No. Or if it was now,
like, I really want to put on One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and I really want to be Chief.
If it was now, I'd play Danny DeVito's part. To be honest, like I would love to be Danny DeVito's
like
part.
Three lines in the whole movie.
I don't care. I'm like. When I was 18,
yes,
I wanted to be Jack.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Which is, yeah. So now,
did you
like,
read the novel?
What?
Did you ever read the novel?
Yeah.
It's a weird novel. It's told through the perspective of the chief. And
he
sees, like, machinery in the walls.
It's
pretty trippy.
It's pretty, it's pretty weird.
Ken Kesey? Ken Kesey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ken Kesey.
Kesey.
I think you're mispronouncing it.
Probably.
Ken Kesey? Ken Kesey is the cousin of Chikara. Boom! That's why I'm the number two comedian in Montreal.
Boom.
I'm five.
Are you really?
Last time they checked.
What do you mean? With whom?
On the bomb.
What bomb turned into.
Yeah, the cult? Nobody knew about that. I'm not even on that list.
Well, I am.
I know. I'm saying I'm the
you
I'm
serve.
The I'm not saying on the. I mean, in the real list, brother.
Oh, what real?
The real list.
The real
one,
list.
The one that they etch in stone on the mountain
the one
every
that,
spring.
The one that Scott Valkenbridge left town, and then I move up a fucking rung.
Okay, so yeah, so
I'm only the number two because Scott Falconbridge left.
The one held by like the elders, like in
exactly
some kind of leather bound book.
Exactly,
somewhere.
And who knows? It might be Derek Seguin or Heidi.
I think in that I'm 287.
Yes. Out of 286 comedians.
Thank you, Mike.
Ouch.
Thank you.
Okay. You're on the waiting. You're on the way. You're on the waiting list. There's only 286 spots.
We're
you're 287.
Plugging Cult Magazine's bomb poll.
Are we?
No.
Okay. Because we didn't really rally for
can
that.
Can I ask you a question, by the way, Keith? For in honor of the 50th episode, can we announce now that we're never doing five questions?
I was actually going to have another announcement, which was that in honor of the 50th episodes, you, me, and Mike P. are going to invent three new questions.
Oh, God, really?
Yep.
Where are we recording-wise?
We should hit it now. Okay. We have 12 minutes for
so
three
So this is the first I hear of this, too. So this
That's
is
great.
Interesting. I literally just thought of this.
This is a great idea. Hey, I'm down.
We're just going to – so you know the old five
that
questions.
That segment was
you've already answered. So what you're going to do is –
somebody's not going to get
memory.
Their question answered.
Refresh my memory. Yeah. Because you know everybody can change, brother.
Yeah.
You can change. I can change. Walter can't change.
I can't
change.
Actually change.
No.
Who I doesn't get their question?
You lost some weight, but you didn't change.
Who doesn't get their question?
I might have become more of an asshole.
I would hope you'd be like a better person.
No,
who doesn't get their question answered? Who is it before Tiger? No, but it feels bad.
It was Adam Ryder or some bullshit?
Might have been Ryder. It might have been Ryder.
It actually might have been.
Fuck you, Adam.
He said it, not me. We have this episode. This show has one mortal enemy.
Adam Ryder.
Really?
Independent filmmaker Adam Ryder,
enemy.
Who's a swell guy who invites us to cool parties.
And what does he do?
He makes indie films and stuff like that. He films the Dinner with TJ stuff with that TJ Hazelden guy. He also films. He makes short movies that get in real festivals.
I don't know any of this stuff, which is so funny.
Internet.
You probably
stuff.
Know him tangentially.
I don't know. What's tangentially?
Tangentially.
You know people that did stuff with
you
him.
You know him like through like a few like degrees of separation.
Oh yeah, like, I'm like I haven't seen Tangentially. I'll watch that, but
the sequel to Inception.
I literally don't watch anything that's not like involved with like
Inception.
Rush or professional wrestling, like, or that doesn't affect me incredibly. It's the worst. Oh, but I do watch a lot of sitcoms.
What are you watching right now?
Super Fun Night with Rebel Wilson.
Do you want to make that? Do you want to make that first question? What?
What are you watching right now?
Yeah.
That's such a douchey question.
What are you watching right
As
now?
As it was coming out of my mouth.
And and what else am I watching? Friday Night Lights from 2006. Holy fuck.
I've heard.
Holy shit. That's a fucking.
A football show?
That's a fucking show. Because I've done two episodes of Blue Mountain State, which
yes,
is basically a ripoff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a ripoff.
Well, it's a comedy send-off of that show.
Is it really? Is that what the premise was?
Absolutely. A comedy sexy.
I've yet to see an episode of Blue Mountain State.
Nope. Scott Carter and Daniel Caron.
Oh, shit.
Question.
We should get their question. What was their question?
I don't know. You want to text one of them?
They have a question for me?
Well, yeah, because you remember how...
They
I don't
have
know.
A question.
The rule
the
rules...
was that the last guest asked a question.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't remember what
so the
question.
The rules go...
At the moment, because we're really super pro.
You guys are super pro. I would love
the reason I knew that it was the last episode is I literally just got a notification that there was a comment on that episode.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, that's
I
episode
like
49.
I like both of those guys.
I think they're both in California currently. So
yeah, they keep... No, well, I don't know if Scott Carter is. You're thinking of Karen and...
Yes. Let me see if I get Scott Newmer here.
Anyway.
You guys keep talking.
So real quick. It used to be three questions that we asked every guest. A question from the past guest and then a question into the future. Mm-hmm. So we're going to settle on three questions that we're going to ask to every guest.
Okay.
So that's a new question.
Because I'm only paying half attention right now. I'm going to be pissed off for the next 50 episodes.
Do you want what are you watching?
No.
What are you watching right now?
What are you watching right now?
Not the worst
question. What are you wearing right now? Who are you wearing right now? This is my next question. It's going to be steal my questions from red carpet Golden Globes.
Favorite finishing move?
But that's what if they're not into wrestling, Walter?
Well, then they shouldn't be on the fucking podcast.
So what do we want? What do you?
Which actor or wrestler? Actor or wrestler? That's a question.
Actor or wrestler? What would you rather be?
No. Just say the question, actor or wrestler, and then just let him go. Yeah, and then they'll be like, well, I don't know, man, because Arnold Schwarzenegger, that guy kicks ass. But like Stone Cold Steve Austin, that guy kicks so much more ass. That guy's got a kind of whoop ass. I don't know. You know, I don't know.
I have one. Okay. Because we like to talk about, like, often, because like, I like the childhood play thing a lot because it got these stories about childhood. But what about, what did you want to be when you grew up when you were a kid? Maybe phrased better. Like, when you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up? And why?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Mike, thoughts?
Do you remember having, like a specific...
Howie Mandel!
A specific aspiration.
You wanted
to
be Howie Mandel.
Sorry, I gotta clean my hands.
Isn't Howie Mandel actually younger than you?
No.
No, I'm kidding. I'm
just talking.
That's
me!
I'm so sorry.
No, I saw Howie Mandel, and I was like... I saw him blow up...
The glove on his head?
The glove on his head. I'm like, I'm gonna do that.
You saw him do that live?
No.
No.
I was on TV. I was gonna be William Shatner. William Shatner, Hulk Hogan, and Howie Mandel.
In one person.
In one person. And I think I've achieved it.
The best and worst attributes.
Are all the worst. Yeah. I'm a Hulk Hogan who prays and takes vitamins but doesn't work out. I'm a mouth-breathing yokel, so I can barely fucking fill up a rubber glove, let alone explode one on my head.
Didn't he get, like, is that an urban legend, or is that true that he, like, damaged his fucking nasal passages?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah,
from doing that,
from that bit, yeah.
Dude, yeah, it looks kind of shitty to do.
He
probably did it a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He did that ever. Karen Haynes is a friend of this show that I'm doing, Stand Up Tuesdays. Lend me his...
Lives.
Yeah, but she lent me an autobiography of Howie Mandel called, here's the deal, don't touch me.
And then I started, he's a germaphobe.
It's not weird, he's a germaphobe. It's a real disease that people actually have. Wow.
Same thing as
saying.
Being an agoraphobe or like...
Are you saying it's insensitive for me to suggest that that's weird?
Yeah.
It's insensitive for you to say that. I don't know.
I'm fine with being labeled insensitive because it's still weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
It's fucking weird.
I read the first chapter of that, and then I put that down, and I bought a biography about Muhammad Ali, who is a guy who's like, it's hard being a black man in the 50s, especially if you want to be a boxer. So I was like, you got no problems at all, Mandel. You're out of your mind,
this
Mandel.
See?
This is what I got to tell you, right? Like, look at this guy, fucking Cassius Clay. He literally waited. He couldn't tell anybody that he was like a Muslim until he had the championship belt that he genuinely won. And he said, by the way, America, I'm a Muslim. Fuck you. It's the greatest thing. I don't know. It's the greatest. Read more about this Cassius Clay character. Muhammad Ali, greatest man of all time.
Jerry, do you want to make best book you've ever read?
Greatest person of all time.
Who's the greatest person of all time?
Go for it.
Waller, do you want that one?
Greatest person of all
time? Greatest person of all time.
Greatest person of all time. Man or woman.
I like it.
Beast, animal, anybody.
So what did you want to be when you grew up? Who's the greatest person of all time?
I was going to be if you could punch one person in the mouth. But is that Fight Club? Is that just Fight Club?
Maybe.
It's just Fight Club.
Yeah, those are the five fights or whatever. It's like top five fights.
Fuck that then.
Here's something I wrote while I took some weed cookies and saw a Rush concert. Mm-hmm. And I came back and I had two jokes written.
Did it make Rush any better?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, because it's like you...
You don't like Rush?
I don't get to... I don't get to do a lot of weed anymore.
You
that I'm like...
Do weed.
Do
well,
weed.
Well, I don't do a lot of it. So I have to pick my times. So I did it at a Rush concert. And I came back with a couple of things written. I'm like jokes written that I wrote in my phone. And it was like, guy using a urinal thinking it's a bidet. He's like, the bidet is crazy. This bidet is crazy. I don't know. Yeah, it was very stupid.
My problem with the use of the term do in front of weed is I feel that if you're going to do any drug, it should involve a rubber tourniquet.
Or at least
I don't
pill.
Do any of those drugs.
I barely take
Advil. Like, I'm somebody that doesn't – I don't believe in chemicals,
the thing
brother.
Is, though, is that, like, because when you say I'm doing weed, like, he said he ate it, right? Because it was like, I ate some weed also sounds weird.
Thanks.
You know, like, I ate some weed and went to a concert. You're like, what, you just, like, chewed on it? Like,
eight to three and a half.
I love saying the contrary things than the popular masses. Like, I still say axe instead of ask. But anyway, the other thing...
That's more racist than anything, though.
Why is that racist?
How do you say February?
Whoa!
How do you say February?
February.
Okay, so you say February, right?
I think we might have had this conversation before.
Possibly.
Because my birthday is in February.
Don McLean. May people say February.
Walter, give me a third question.
Don McLean.
Give me a third
Don
question.
McLean. Okay, this is what I'm getting to.
Okay.
The other thing I had written down was, has anybody seen Ben Mulroney's mouth? I have to urinate. And I just found that to be literally the greatest. Like, why is this in my phone? I don't remember writing it. And they're all obviously written waiting to use the VIP urinals that we bought. So if you could urinate in one person's mouth.
Wait, how did you buy VIP urinals?
Because you know the
seating in the Bell Center?
No. It was outside. It was outside at Blues Fest in Ottawa.
Oh, okay.
So it's like outdoors, like you know,
you
go to these
Primo tickets.
Yeah, you go to the Primo. You pay an extra $50, and you have private bathrooms. You have your own bathrooms,
which are actually just glorified urinals.
No, they're it's a trailer. Ah. It's a trailer, so it's actually worth it. The older you get, the more money you have, the more access to bathroom you need. Like I'm gonna be 40 on February 1st, brother. I'm turning old, man. I'm an old man. Oh yeah,
you have a big bash.
Maybe. I think I'm gonna probably do a big Tuesday show.
Is that like a thing for you at all? Is that a thing?
I don't really think about it.
No.
I'm like 40. It's just like
I don't know if I want to ask someone about a urinating and mouth question every week.
Every week. Who could you?
Wait, how is that gonna be?
If you can urinate one mouth.
No problem. Full on just piss in a mouth.
You could make that your question though.
Yeah, that should be like your specific.
Okay, do you want to just record that? Okay, so then here it is.
Do 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 do
do do do do do do do do do. Mike Patterson question. Do 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 do. If you could piss into anybody's mouth for a full minute, who would it be? I don't know why I'm doing this.
I'm going to cut that in though for the next person, and I'm going to play it on the computer for them. Remember to do that
and put more explosions in. Oh yeah, I also say explosions.
Where'd that one come from?
McDonald's.
So, Walter, so that's Mike P's question. Hit me with the third question.
How about this one? What's the most regrettable fashion choice you've ever made?
How about you just say, what's your biggest regret and get real dark right at the end?
No. Too vague. You got to get more. This is a podcast, bro.
So, regrettable fashion choice?
Yeah.
You got to be more.
Is that weird that that's my question?
Nope. Worst fashion choice. That's locked in. And then urinate in anyone's mouth.
Boo, 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 boo. I was once on a talk show with Ben Mulroney. This is early days of, like, when I lived in Toronto in 97. They were like, I was on Talk TV. And they were like, this one where I was on a panel. I used to go on a lot of panels for free. And they would go, if you had an unlimited budget for one shot, like millions of dollars for one shot, what would it be? What would you film? And we were talking about Titanic.
Oh, a film shot. Okay.
We were talking about Titanic going over budget. And then the guy literally went, if you could have an unlimited budget, what would you shoot? And he was asking that rhetorically. And then I just literally went, I would get like 4,000 women and just film just their busts, like their boobs, and just go. And you guys going, I was being rhetorical. But you know what I mean? He was like, it was like Titanic's out of control.
It's like, oh man, if you had this, what would you do?
Yeah, if you had an unlimited budget, what would you do? And I was like, you know what I'd do, brother? I would get 4,000 women. I was like, one of the most regrettable things that has ever happened in my life.
Was answering a rhetorical question.
Was answering a rhetorical question on TV, on cable television, Jesus. On a show that doesn't even exist anymore.
To Ben Mulroney.
No, it wasn't. Ben was only a panelist with me.
Okay.
We're like, this guy's going nowhere, brother. This Ben Mulroney, you're a prime minister's son. Who are you going to get on with?
You're not friends with Justin Trudeau, are you?
I am not friends with Justin
Trudeau. Do you know people who know Justin Trudeau?
No.
No?
Because that's Walter's dream get for this podcast.
It's Kevin Steen and then Justin Trudeau. I met Ken. I saw him, by the way.
Did you see when he came over to say hi to Mike Patterson?
I just missed that, but then as but then we were talking, and then at one point I just walked away from the conversation. I don't know if you noticed that. Like, we were talking, and then it's like,
the special needs kid? There was a special needs kid.
Special needs. That guy was just, like, off. Like, that wasn't special. I know you're talking about.
But there was
about,
a guy
like,
in a Shawn Michaels leopard skin cap.
He was just chatty. Wow. He was just, like, liked his pro wrestling and he had a bunch of questions.
Hey, okay, you can
How
tell
did
the guys.
You?
He didn't.
Really?
No, maybe
he might have
he
recognized you from television.
Maybe. He was like, do you think that, and I never know, so I just talk to everybody, and I'm nice.
The way you're talking to him, like, I thought, like, you knew this guy.
I'm on two TV shows that I have to talk to everybody, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, I don't know. I just don't, it was terrible, because, like, he seemed like a special needs kid.
He was okay enough. I mean, he was just like, he liked pro wrestling.
He was like, do you think that Jeff Hardy's going to come back to Raw?
Yeah, that
And then I'm like, actually, he's taking too many drugs.
I remember what I told you?
I know. Then fucking Walter.
And I said to Mike, I'm like, yeah, but next year they're getting rid of the wellness policy.
And I was
Mike's
like, really?
Really?
It was the worst because, like, I'm in public mode of,
and I'm still just an asshole mode.
Oh, it's terrible because, like, I actually have a public persona, which
it's partially edible, incredible.
Oh, of course. It's I headlined the Boy Scouts Jamboree, brother. Like, you know, like, I have to be on, like, which is the worst. Like,
you're at a wrestling event, so there's going to be people who are, like, possibly fans.
And
of, like,
I go to a movie theater drunk to see Ghost Rider, mm-hmm. and I want to get drunk and watch Ghost Rider. And then people are like, oh, you're on Edible Incredible. And I'm like, oh, I'm just getting drunk and watching Nicolas Cage. I feel like a total.
I'm just hammered. It's a matinee.
I know. But you can't watch a Nick Cage movie sober. But anyway,
you ever watch
Kevin
Drive Angry?
Steen. Who was an ROH super champion?
Yeah,
literally,
yeah.
Nathan McIntosh, who's like a great friend of mine, he's like, oh my god, that's Kevin Steen, brother. I'm like, you want to see something fucking amazing? Hey, Kevin, Mike Patterson, how you doing? Blah blah blah. And literally, like, five rows behind me, were like, oh my god, it's Kevin Steen, blah blah blah. I'm like, you're dealing with somebody who's amazing. And then Ryback comes out, and I boo Ryback out of the building. I'm like, I fucking hate you, Ryback.
Yeah, you booed him. You booed him so much. He came back for a second match.
No. It was during the second match that he was booed.
Oh, that's right. You missed
because you were across
the first match. You missed his first match. That was the second.
That was the
match.
Second match.
Yeah,
it
was a qualifying match.
There was
a
qualifying
they
match.
A qualifier
it was him,
that.
The 3MB, and
no.
Yeah.
Who was the other one?
All of Three Man Band.
Three Man Band. Oh, and somebody did.
What?
Like, it was like, it was 3MB versus Rybaxel versus...
Rybaxel.
Fuck.
Oh, so we did miss something good.
Yeah, I forgot
that.
It was
actually a pretty good
match. To tell you that, yeah.
Even 3MB wasn't that bad. What the fuck? Who was it?
Oh, shit.
It was the band that I was cheering.
Oh, is that Leland?
Yeah, no, but we need to...
Just open it.
We need to close up this podcast.
Just open this.
We need to zip it up.
It's a door.
We need to get our dicks
Hi,
back
Leland.
In our pants and zip up the
Can
podcast.
Can you close it behind you?
Leland, come be me for the rest of the podcast.
Well, there's like 1 minute. There's no minutes left in the podcast. It's really bothering me. I can't remember.
That's Leland Bagman.
For those of you who stayed to the end, there's a special treat.
It was so weird just to see some.
Yeah.
So this is great because, like, you can talk a little bit while your own music starts to play.
Oh yeah, that's my theme song for the show here. Yeah.
Is this something you put on, or are you just that? Is the gravity on Earth so hard for you from the planet? The planet he's from it's a different kind of thing, brother.
Well, you know, there's a lot of stairs coming up here.
There's so. Like two. There's like two. It's like one story. You're the second person on this podcast.
What's that?
You're the second person
complained
on this podcast.
About
who's complained about the stairs.
Who, this guy, Keith?
Beautiful heels. So this has been Go Plug Yourself 50. Mike Patterson
Absolutely.
Is going to be seen in Jamaica. He's going to be seen in...
Jamaica.
Glengarry Glen
Stand
Ross.
Stand Up Tuesdays, Glengarry Glen Ross. I'm going to be in a Federation of Dentists commercial.
Sweet.
I'm the guy who's going, don't worry, you don't have to go to the dentist, brother. Stay away from those guys. That'll go away.
Call and you then, no dentist, Mike.
Yeah, I'm the guy who's like, you don't need to, you got no problems. Your teeth are fine. You don't need to go to the dentist. I've seen stuff like this before, and it's the dumbest idea ever.
And then, Leland, do you want to beatbox us out?
That was the most sincere effort of beatboxing fail. That should be on YouTube, sincere beatbox fail. He's really trying. That wasn't even like ironic. You weren't even doing any ironic.
Oh, fuck. It's been Gold Plug Yourself 15. Walter, do you want to yell something?
The
Bronco, oh, fuck you. Those sweet, sweet piano tunes you're listening to right now come courtesy of Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude. Oh man, that was some great podcasting, wasn't it? Anyhow, be sure as always to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, add us on iTunes, buy our stuff, and basically try as hard as you can to make us happy in every single way possible. Of course, be sure to check back every day on 9to5.cc for comics on Wednesdays, podcasts on Thursdays, Scott or Sophie's art on Fridays, and seriously, we'll try as hard as we can to get Zombies and Loathing, Fuck Mondays, and Templars back as soon as we can. Thanks for listening, everyone.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you?